It is January the 24th. We have three games, the first of which could be pretty depressing. The waiver wire in general, pretty depressing tonight. There isn't a lot, but let's get into it. Let's talk about it. This is the Friday pre-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blind, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. All right, three games. Not a lot of exciting stuff. We did not get an update on Jalen Johnson, so I can't provide anything there. I will just open things up just in case we get stuff in the next 20 minutes. This will be a quick show. There will be no trade talk this evening, wherever you are. Just couldn't get the timing to work. I do have to leave and go and do this motorcycle course in about an hour, which is going to take me out of action for the whole morning. So, yeah, unless I can get Noah to come on sort of 8 p.m. his time, I will ask him. You never know. So then, look, maybe, never say never. Maybe there'll be a late, late show, but there will be a post-game show as per normal. So everything else usual, just not the trade talk that we normally have. All right, let's get into the games. As I said, very little in terms... Oh, hang on, we've just had a Dante DiVincenzo update. So he will not need surgery on his toe and will be re-evaluated 3 weeks. So we're looking at All-Star break for a re-evaluation. And then we'll see. He's probably a drop, I would say, despite the fact that he might come back. I just don't think his upside's high enough to warrant holding for 3 weeks. What else have we got here? No, they don't play tonight. So Cam Johnson reevaluated in a week. No real surprise there. Nothing is surprising, is it, when it comes to the Nets or the next two teams we're about to talk about? So we don't need to talk about them or them. We will cover Ja Morant, and that's it, really. All right, let's get into the games then. First game, Portland at Charlotte. Both teams aiming to lose this one. Who wins in terms of the loss is anyone's guess. For the Blazers, Anthony Simons is probable. Temani Kamara is probable. Donovan Klingon is probable. Rob Williams, he's played his obligatory game for the month or week. So he is out tonight. DeAndre Ayton, softest man alive, out again. They're now calling this a knee sprain. God knows how that happened. We don't believe them anyway, but a knee sprain is not a one-game injury. This is a multi-game injury. So they're just laying the table here for another two-week absence. Hopefully you have stashed or added Donovan Klingon. If you haven't, now is the time to do so. Don't think he's available in any of my leagues, actually. I'm going to check that, though, while I'm doing this. Pretty sure he's not, but I will have a look. So who plays for Portland here tonight? Well, Denny Avdia. Jeremy Grant is somehow available for a back-to-back. So there you go. Scoot Henderson, I guess, will come off the bench again. Should play more than last night. He did have foul trouble, 6 fouls in 13 minutes or whatever it was. So he is a pretty clear hold to me. Look, with no DeAndre Ayton, with no Rob Williams, Klingon can't play, well, won't play more than about 25 minutes, I wouldn't think. So we will get Jabari Walker likely sliding in there, maybe some Duop Reef. Maybe Jeremy Grant shifts up. Maybe Tamani Kamara shifts up a little bit. So there is some streaming here tonight. With only three games, you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. I've gone and looked at waiver wires in my league, and it's not exciting. Players that could be available that you could stream in: Jabari Walker, maybe. That's probably it. I think the rest are. There's a good chance that Simons, Kamara, Avdija, Grant, Klingon, Henderson, Sharp are all rostered. Let me just check that Donovan Klingon in my leagues. That one wouldn't be updated. That one I don't care about. Yeah, he's sort of been picked up, I think, in most leagues. Except for one. Let me go and check that one. Charlotte. LaMelo Ball, Miles Bridges, both questionable. This was not surprising at all when they popped up on the injury report, knowing that they were going to be playing Portland. I would assume they don't play. I don't know. It's so hard to know. LaMelo, probably not. Miles Bridges. Nick Smith should probably have been added. If he hasn't, go and add him. I mean, Josh Green plays good minutes anyway, usually doesn't do much. So I'm not really prioritizing him. They're probably going to have to roll with some Micic. He is also very unappealing. Would I add him? I don't know. If you need assists, I guess you could give him a look. Josh Okogie, if you need steals. It's been a pretty interesting couple of weeks for him. Now playing on a team like Charlotte. So, look, steals. Sorry as I do my usual morning yawn. Diabate, if you need some rebounds. Again, on a usual night, no. But when there's only three games, you just really... Well, you're basically just targeting guys that are going to play. And Diabate will play. So if you need big man stats, give him a look. But we really need to see if LaMelo and Miles Bridges are out before we make any major decisions here. Second game of the night, Cleveland at Philadelphia. For the Cavs, Caris LeVert is questionable. It doesn't make too much of a difference here. It, depending on what version of Philly we get, then maybe we get a little bit more LeVert. Maybe we get a little bit more Strus if we get the bad Philly. If we get the good Philly, then they'll lean more so on the starters. Mobley remains out. Isaac Okoro is out. Dean Wade he starts usually anyway. Strus is I guess, the different player there. Hasn't really been playing starters minutes. If you wanted to pick him up tonight, I think that's an okay move. Same for Niang. He can get you some threes. Sam Merrill. Again, we're clutching at straws, but welcome to a three-game night in the NBA. For the Sixers, Paul George will play. They are without Drummond, Lowry, both Martins, Embiid, of course. So Yabusele will start. If he is available, I haven't seen him anywhere in my leagues. I would assume he has been added. But if not, go and add him. And then you're looking at your Justin Edwards, Ricky Council, Adem Bona to a lesser extent. So I don't mind taking a bit of a flyer on Edwards and or Council tonight. I'd certainly target them over Eric Gordon. Gordon will start, but we know exactly who he is and what he does, and that's not much, usually. New Orleans at Memphis. The Pelicans, Zion out on the first night of a back-to-back. despite the fact he hasn't played for a week. So with him out, Javonte Green will potentially start. Can do things. I think if you just need some, he's a little bit like a Najee Marshall or who else does that? Royce O'Neal to some degree. He can just get you stats in weird places. So Javonte Green is an okay target tonight. Then we're into those bench. Jose Alvarado, Jordan Hawkins, Jeremiah Robinson, Earl, Brandon Boston. None of those guys are super exciting. I guess Alvarado, of all of those players, probably needs the fewest minutes to put up value. He can get assists. He can get steals. Occasionally, he'll get hot from three and give you some perimeter scoring as well. For the Grizzlies, Ja Morant questionable again, this time with an illness. This guy's just he's worse than Anthony Davis, I think. He's just on the injury report every game for something new. Jalen Wells, he's been fine. I picked him up in a couple of leagues, I think. I think he had a favorable schedule. I needed points and threes. We'll see how he goes tonight. Zach Edey, I've seen him dropped in a few spots, and rightfully so. But if he's available and you just need rebounds and maybe some blocks, then you could give him a look tonight. Luke Kennard has been playing very well. Should probably be rostered. He's close to it anyway. If he's available, I definitely have him towards the top of the streaming table tonight. Brandon Clark has arguably been better and more impactful than Zach Edey. He's not playing significantly more minutes, but I don't mind him tonight as well. And Santi Aldama, if he plays, he's questionable with an illness. I guess both he and Ja Morant had the same thing. So if Aldama is out, we get a little bit more of probably Brandon Clark, some more Jay Huff, a little bit of GG Jackson, but nothing significant, I don't think. And Scottie Pippen, if Ja Morant is out, it's actually been Kennard that's been the bigger beneficiary. Yeah, that's probably a word. Bigger beneficiary with Ja out. It's been Kennard who has seen some spot starts. So again, he would be my preference, but Scottie Pippen would jump straight into that streaming consideration for assists and steals. All right, let's get into some quick questions. As I just check player news, let's see if anything has been added. It has not. Okay. Jay Sizzle, good to be back. Yes, did a show last night, which was a long one. We had a lot to talk about. This will be much quicker. So I like that. I appreciate that. In two of your leagues, Shining Knight, you have zero games. I don't know if I have any zeros tonight. I have a few ones. And then I randomly have a league where I've got six players. So, yeah, I think I've got Jalen Wells. It's not Ja Morant. Trey Murphy, LaMelo, if he plays. Anyway, it's very up and down. Do I think Hartenstein has value rest of season? Yes, I do. Yep. I'm not too worried about him in terms of I haven't changed my projection on him. Let's put it that way. Obviously, games played, yes. But in terms of what he can do when he's on the court, no. Jimmy Butler being suspended for even more games. Yeah, that's... we could add him to the list. I don't know what that's for, but yes, good old Jimmy. Would I drop Trace Jackson Davis for Donovan Klingon? Ooh. Long-term, yes. If we're looking beyond the next couple of weeks, yes. Because I think Trace Jackson Davis's role is, we've seen the Warriors have played their hand here. They're going to be very up and down with their rotations. There's no consistency. There's no indication from Steve Kerr that he's of the opinion that Trace Jackson-Davis has to start and play minutes in the mid-20s. That it just hasn't been happening. So I think right now, Jackson-Davis is probably slightly safer because he is playing. Klingon was not out of the rotation, but he wasn't doing much. But as I said, if there's any truth to the Blazers injury report, which I highly doubt, then a knee sprain for DeAndre Ayton, to me, would indicate that they are hoping he's played his last game for them. Yeah, I think I'd probably take the flyer on Klingon here. Thoughts on Keyonte for the next few weeks? Picked him up. He's doing well so far, only 10 points, but I don't know if he's a keeper. Look, I think he probably is. I know it gets harder and harder as we get closer to the trade deadline. I think Sexton will be moved, or there's a decent chance that they will be trying to move him. If that happens, then absolutely we have to hold Keyonte because it will just be him and Isaiah Collier for the rest of the season. The Jazz, I mean, really it shouldn't make a difference whether they have Keyonte on the floor in terms of winning games. Having him out there doesn't make them a contender or anything like that. So I'm hoping that once we're through the trade deadline, Lauri Markkanen, I think, he'll continue to be rested. Apparently Walker Kessler is tired all the time. I think Keyonte probably is a hold. Another one from Alex, is it too much to have both Amen and Tari? I don't think so. I have them both in two leagues and I'm fine with it. I think with Jabari Smith out, I don't think it's too much. Yes, Dante reevaluated in 3 weeks, which is great because we were thinking this was months. Now, reevaluation doesn't mean he's coming back. It is a tricky injury too. A partial tear of a ligament on the bottom of your foot is not great because it's very easy to re-injure or aggravate or something like that. So they're going to have to be very careful here. Who's the better player in silly season? Scoot, Sarr or Collier? I'd probably say Scoot or Cam Thomas. Look, it's Cam Thomas if he plays, but God knows if he plays. So I'd say probably Scoot. Yeah, I think Scoot. Would I drop Tyus Jones, Kayson Wallace, or Isaiah Collier for Veet Krejci, considering one of them is a stream spot? I love Veet. Would I drop any of those guys? Probably not Collier, because I think that he will be playing 30-plus minutes most nights. At least in the next week or two, or as we get closer to that deadline. Kayson Wallace is playing 30 minutes anyway and has been a top 100 player, top 90 player pretty consistently all season. A lot of his value comes from steals, so he is a one-category kind of a player. Tyus falls into that bucket as well, assists, and he does get some steals. Veet, I think, can do a little bit on both ends of the court. So I probably not Collier, maybe Tyus or Kayson, maybe. I don't know. I'd be waiting to see what the update on Jalen Johnson is, because if he's going to be back in a game or two, then no, I wouldn't. Shining Knight got Ayton super late in the draft and I'm disappointed. Yeah, I'm sure you are. What a bum. Yes, that is true, Matt. TJD has his minutes are wildly up and down and the Warriors rotations are, there's no way of predicting them. Thoughts on Mike Conley? Look, he was good in the last game. That was probably the first game in, 2 months that he's been good. With no DiVincenzo, they would love for Conley to play better. So if he's available, I would certainly take a flyer on him. What's his name? Nikhil Alexander-Walker has been okay, but hasn't really taken that next step. So I don't mind taking a chance on Conley and just seeing, give him maybe 2 games. Scoot and Saar, yeah, that's probably right-ish, I guess. Their stats, 18 and 7 for Scoot, 15 and 10 for Saar. Yeah, that's probably about right. Scoot can get, obviously, some steals as well. Saar will get you blocks. So they'll both contribute in those areas. And are Valanciunas and Simmons or Grant likely to be moved? Valanciunas, yes. Grant, I think they would love to, but God knows who's going to take on his contract. Simmons, I'm not sure. I don't know what they want to do with him there. I don't know. He's still not that old, and I thought he has looked pretty good this year. I would say Valanciunas almost certainly. Grant, if they can, absolutely, but I don't know who's going to. Simons from Portland, not Ben Simmons. Simons. I don't know. It's tough to know with Portland. They have Simons, they have Scoot, they have Shaedon Sharpe. They have... probably a year ago I would have said yes. It's hard to know where Kamara fits in their plans. Denny Avdija, I would have him in my plans. I think he is good and he is still quite young, as are a lot of these guys. But they almost do the same thing. So... I think Sharp they want to hold. I think they like him. Simons, Scoot, I would prefer Scoot. I think he's a better point guard, where Sharp and Simons sort of do the same thing, and it seems like they want Sharp over him. So I think they might try to move Simons, and I think you could get a decent return for him. He's a good young player, so... We will see. But I think they might look to move him, absolutely. All right, that will do. I'm going to go and get ready for this thing. Let me just check player news. Nothing there. Nothing on Twitter, I don't believe. Nope. No updates there, so we are good to go. Look, maybe a trade talk if I can convince Noah to do a late show his time. Otherwise, I will be back for the post-game show later today. Who knows what players we're going to be talking about. But should be a quick one, should be a fun one. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, for joining me. Please go and download. Do everything. I'm sure you have by now, but it's nice of me to ask. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.